quote. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Level up, 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 level up. All this on me, so you. Welcome to Level Up with Danny. I'm your host, Danny Stockham. It's Thursday, the first Thursday in June, so here I am. Today's topic is mind fitness. Get your head right, then your body can follow. We're going back to a fitness topic. This whole radio show of mine, Level Up with Danny, started as a commentary and chronicle of my wellness journey. And there's lots of things that are part of wellness, but I did get into some other topics and I'm going back to wellness. So mind fitness is the topic for today. Wellness doesn't start in the gym. It starts in the mind. Before we can change our habits, our bodies, our sleep, our relationships, or our health, we have to ask, what's going on between our ears? Yeah, that's a question I ask a lot of people. What's going on there between those ears? Your mind is not just along for the ride. It's actually driving the car. The way we think affects how we sleep, how we eat, how we move, how we heal, how we age, and how we show up. So, what is mind fitness? It's not intelligence. It's not positivity. It's not pretending everything is fine. Everything is fine. Mind fitness is the ability to notice your thoughts, direct your attention, regulate your emotions, recover from stress, and choose your next right action. So, some components of mind fitness are the fact that most of us don't have a thinking problem. We have a too much thinking problem. Our minds are crowded. They're overcrowded. We're thinking about yesterday's regrets, today's worries, tomorrow's fears, social media, the news, notifications, comparisons. So the goal isn't to think more, it's to think better. And sometimes the path to thinking better is actually thinking less. Yesterday's regrets. I wore a shirt to the gym this morning that says, Je ne regrette rien. I do not have any regrets. And I think for the most part, that's true about me. We spend a lot of time talking about our physical fitness, but very little time talking about mental fitness. We talk about our mental health, but that's different than this idea of mind fitness, mental fitness. We understand that muscles get stronger through repetition, so why wouldn't our minds work the same way? If you practice gratitude, you get better at gratitude. If you practice resilience, you're going to get better at resilience. If you practice worry, fear, resentment, and self-criticism, unfortunately, you get better at those too. So, a mindset is what you believe. Mind fitness is how you train your mind. So people hear mindset and they think positive thinking. Mind fitness feels more active, more practical, and more achievable. It is the ability to notice your thoughts. What am I thinking? Direct your attention. Let me focus on that. Regulate your emotions. Try to stay level in your emotions, recover from stress, and choose the next right action. So one of the big components of mind fitness is our self-talk, the voice in your head that becomes the body's instruction manual. So would I talk to my daughter, best friend, or younger self the way I talk to my myself currently? Here's some examples of, like you say, oh my God, I'm falling apart. Replace that with, I'm rebuilding. Don't say, I'm lazy. Say, I'm undersupported. Don't say, I'll never change. Say, I'm practicing change. So every morning, if your internal dialogue is, I'm exhausted, I'm overwhelmed, I'm too old, I'm behind, nothing ever changes, then your brain starts accepting those statements as instructions. What if instead you said, I'm learning, I'm recovering, I'm getting stronger, I'm capable. Today is a fresh start. Not because these are magic words, but because repetition rewires the brain. If your mind were a garden, what are you watering every day? The flowers or the weeds? Dun, 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 dun. The flowers or the weeds? That's a good question. And trust me, I'm in the weeds right now, but I want to focus on the flowers. Another component of mind fitness is meditation and stillness. Meditation is not emptying your mind. It's learning not to be bossed around by every thought. Even 3 minutes count. Breathe in, breathe out, come back. 3 minutes. Breathe in, breathe out, come back to the thoughts of centering. Breathe in, breathe out, center. So I do like that kind of idea that meditation is learning not to be bossed around by every thought. I know a lot of people that meditate. I know a lot of people that meditate for long periods of time. People who can really get in the zone, let's say, with their meditation. And that takes practice. But one thing that everyone can do, whether you know how to meditate or not, is just be still. I was at home, obviously, well, maybe not obviously, but before I came here, and I had like 5 minutes before I had to load my stuff in the car and drive over here, and I just thought, I'm going to center myself. So I walked outside, I sat down in a chair in the sun, I closed my eyes, and I did a few little prayers from old school Catholicism that's deeply woven in my brain. And I just did some breathing just to kind of relax and center myself. I had my legs uncrossed, my hands on my lap, kind of palm up, but, you know, my hands kind of cupped. So, and just kind of closed my eyes and got myself in a good place to come here and do my thing. When I came back in the house, I was like, I feel a little peckish. Oh, geez, what am I going to do? I don't really have time to, like, have a meal. So I ate some Cheez-Its. I got some extra crispy Cheez-Its. I don't know what they're called, extra crunchy or extra something. But I took them out and I had, like, I don't know, a handful, let's say. And, you know, Cheez-Its, they don't just in your mouth chew, swallow. They're all up in your gums and, you know, coating your teeth. So then I had to go back and brush my teeth, which it's hard to brush your teeth after you had Cheez-Its. So I had to drink a bunch of water and slosh that around my mouth. And then when I was driving over here, I was like, my stomach's a little swirly, probably from the Cheez-Its. So I was like, I'm going to take some of my peppermint gum and chew that and kind of settle my stomach. Well, right now, if I were to put this microphone on my stomach, it's like, there's a lot going on there in the tum-tum. So I don't know if I made the right choice. I know the right choice was to sit in stillness. All the things that came after that, probably not the best use of my time or my mind. I read a book or listened to a book. No, I read a book. Yeah, I read a book. And it was called, I got to get to my book list because I can't remember the name of this book, but it was something. It's called Go Gentle. And it was the 15th book I've read so far this year. I've already completed 17 books, take a bow. But this book was about this, I mean, it was about a lot of things, but one of the things that it was about was this woman who was like a teacher of these young bratty kids. And she was teaching them stoicism because she had studied stoicism. So I bought this book called Stoicism, 365 Daily Lessons for Motivation, Mental Strength, and Emotional Clarity. It's by Marcus J. Steele. So this book is like a daily, you know, whatever you call it, a daily lesson, a daily meditation. And it starts, every day starts with a quote. And the first few days, the quotes were by Marcus Aurelius from his book, Meditations. So one day, this was the quote, and I just thought it was good, so I brought the book with me. It says, concentrate every minute on doing what's in front of you with precise and genuine seriousness. And then the reading was about Steve Jobs, which I thought this was interesting. I mean, everyone knows this, but like to read it like this, it hit different. So we're concentrating every minute on doing what's in front of you with precise and genuine seriousness. So it says, Steve Jobs built his life around focus. Every morning he pulled on the same black turtleneck, jeans, and sneakers. Not because he was lazy, it was discipline. To him, every small decision carried a cost, and wasted choices drained the energy he wanted for the work that mattered most, designing products that would change the world. He once says, deciding what not to do is as important as deciding what to do. So he stripped away all distractions, turned down a million projects, funneled all his intensity into the few ideas that mattered most. The wardrobe was not a gimmick. It was a symbol, a daily reminder that his greatest weapon was not style, but attention. So Stoicism teaches that what's in front of you is enough. Most scatter their effort in 10 directions and go nowhere. The Stoic locks in on one path and walks it with precision, focus, and strength. I just thought that was pretty deep and pretty on brand for my mind fitness. Get your head right, and then your body can follow. So we've done mind fitness. We've done the self-talk part. I talked a little bit about meditation and stillness. Now, what about sleep as a mental strength training? Sleep is not laziness. Sleep is repair. A tired mind is more anxious, reactive, hungry, inflamed, and impulsive. Getting your mind right often starts with going to bed. And I can tell you that when you have a lot of stuff going on in your life and you're trying to do it all and be there for people and be supportive and take care of your body and take care of your mind and take care of your family and take care, it can be exhausting. But at the end of the day, meaning when your day is done, not, oh, at the end of the day, everyone's groovy. No, when your day is done, it almost feels, and this is just about me, selfish to be like, I'm going to go to bed. Like, did I miss some TV shows? Is there something that I missed on social media? Is there a book I'm reading? You know, should I spend time with my husband and my loved ones? But I'm tired. And I need to get my mind right. And in order to get your mind right, sometimes you just need to go to bed. And I'm okay with that. And I don't think anyone should be shamed for that. It's really the best way to take care of yourself. Now, as is on brand with me and my show, I have music. And I was throwing music into my playlist like it was nobody's business. But one of the songs that I had for today was, how come I don't see the, let's see where it started, okay? Because like I said, I've been adding a lot of music. it's a song by U2. It's called Beautiful Day. I'm going to play it, because it's a good one. And it kind of speaks to getting our minds right and having the correct attitude around that. So here's Beautiful Day by U2.
Heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful
So it's a beautiful day, right? That's how we have to think about our days. That is kind of dovetails into wellness. It's not something you do to your body. It's something you create with your mind and your body working together. So our next segment is mental techniques that affect the body. And there are several. And there are many that I practice. And if the path to thinking better is actually thinking less, then what are some mental techniques that we can use to help us with this? Obviously, meditation, we talked about that, walking, prayer, breath work, Pilates, hiking, gardening, or simply sitting quietly with a cup of coffee and no phone. Breath work, in particular, lowers the stress response. Visualization prepares the nervous system. Gratitude shifts the brain out of threat mode. Journaling gets the chaos out of your head and onto paper. Walking changes your chemistry. Music changes your state of mind almost instantly. So those are some techniques that we can use to help get our minds right. There's a 5-minute mind fitness workout that you can do maybe every morning when you wake up, before you get out of bed, before you pick up the phone. It takes 5 minutes, no equipment, no gym membership, no excuses. In the first minute, we're just doing breathing. We're doing breath work, some deep breathing, just to kind of lower our stress response. In the second minute, we're thinking about gratitude, maybe saying your gratitudes out loud. What are you grateful for? Thinking about gratitude. In the third minute, we're going to talk nicely to ourselves. We're going to say things to ourselves like, I'm a good person. I'm learning. I'm recovering. I'm getting stronger. I'm capable. Today's a new day. I'm a flower, not a weed. Then we're going to do some visualization, which is preparing our nervous system for what's to come. So we visualize our best self. And then the last minute, the fifth minute, is just silence. Quiet. Getting ourselves ready to go face the day. Whatever that looks like, whatever that feels like, whatever we have on our agenda. Taking these 5 minutes really could be the difference between a strong mind and a full mind. So take the week. Don't just work on your body. Work on the thing that's giving your body all of its instructions. So if our body is struggling, what are you telling it? What are you saying to our body? We got to get our minds strong. Work on that. It's giving all the instructions to our body. And we all know the book, The Body Keeps the Score, because it does. When your body and mind work together, that's when the real magic happens. So the last little portion of mind fitness is how important our nervous system is. Sometimes we don't need more discipline. Sometimes we just need regulation. You can't shame yourself into wellness. You have to feel safe enough to change. So that goes with anything that you're going to change, whether you're going to change your drinking habits, get sober, change your diet, eat healthier, change your relationship, be honest, change your living situation, create peace in your home so that when you come home, no matter what it is, after work, after workout, after a walk, you're not coming home to chaos. So we need to regulate so that we can feel safe. And if we feel safe, then we'll be more likely to make changes. I find that I'm constantly saying terrible things to myself. Not like detrimental things, but Well, maybe they are detrimental, but just like, oh my God, not again, or why me, or seriously? And those kind of things, I need to change that. That's almost like putting pressure on myself to be perfect. And although I constantly say that I am, no one is. And your body hears everything the mind says. So I think we should level up and train our minds like it matters, because it really does. We need to have a strong mind in order to begin to have strong bodies. And everyone wants to have a strong body. That's, I saw this little, I mean, it wasn't really a podcast. It was like a snippet. This woman was talking about the next big thing. Like, everyone's skinny, right? We all have access to the GLP-1s, the semi-glutides, GLP-3s, whatever. All the things are out there, and we all have access. Well, most people have access. Many people have access. So, you know, everyone's skinny. So what's the next thing going to be? The next thing's going to be strong. We're going to be strong. You're thin. You got your body where you want it, the size that you want it to be, based on whatever you told yourself or whatever society told you or whatever you thought. Now we got to make that thin body strong, because strength is something that's going to carry you into the next decade, the next two decades. So that's our next big thing to look for, is people up in the club working on their fitness. Like I just did today. I had a 9 o'clock session this morning. I was in there working out. I had a workout on Tuesday, and it was so hard, and not hard like I couldn't do it, but like taxing. And oof, I got sweaty. You know, things I'm not a fan of. I don't like to sweat, but I know it's important. So here's my commitment to my wellness, to my leveling up. I'm going to make a commitment to that 5-minute mind fitness workout, the deep breathing, the gratitude, the positive self-talk, visualization of my best self, and silence. I'm going to commit to doing that. I'm going to stay on my path to read my Stoicism daily lesson. And I'm going to keep up with my training and my Pilates and my visceral therapy and my sobriety and being conscious about what I put in my body food-wise. And let's just see how we do. Let's see how strong we become when we put the focus on our minds. So I brought another book with me. I was like the book lady today. It's called The 5 Major Pieces to the Life Puzzle, A Guide to Personal Success. It's written by a guy named Jim Rohn. He's an oldie, but, you know, he has apparently mastered success. Here's the 5 Major Pieces. And I haven't read this book yet. Chapter 1 is about philosophy. So major's the philosophy of success. Chapter 2 is about attitude, your attitude about success. Chapter 3 is the activity of maybe measuring success, I don't know. Chapter 4 is actual results. And chapter 5 is the lifestyle. So I'm going to read this book because that's what I do. I'm constantly doing the research, reading the books. Apparently this guy does like seminars and, you know, he teaches things. So for more than 46 years, he's focused on the fundamentals of human behavior that most affect personal and business performance. He is the standard to which those who seek to teach and inspire others are compared. He possessed the unique ability to bring extraordinary insights to ordinary principles and events. The combination of his substance and style captures the imagination of those who hear or read his words. His philosophies and influence continue to have worldwide impact. So That's the next book I'm going to read, The Five Major Pieces to the Life Puzzle, because I'm all about putting that puzzle back together, because there have been lots of things in my life that have resulted in me missing some puzzle pieces. Like, I got the border. The border's put together. It's all the center stuff that feels impossible. That's why I don't like puzzles. They give me anxiety. I need to regulate my nervous system around that and not shame myself into doing a puzzle because everyone's doing puzzles. Just kidding. All right, so I do have some radio business, which is the part of the show where I read the public service announcements and thank our wonderful sponsors and tell you what's happening in Sonoma County. You're listening to KOWS LP 92.5, Occidental, California, streaming on the web at kowsfm.com. The first public service announcement is Farm to Pantry. Farm to Pantry has been nurturing the community of Sonoma County since 2008. Living in such a bountiful spot on earth, it is essential that we ensure all residents have access to the beautiful, locally grown produce available in our backyards and farms. Check out farmtopantry.org to learn more about food justice programs, including child nutrition education, where you can get involved, and volunteer to connect with the kind people and ask about their cool swag items. There's a little thing we've been doing here at the radio station, and it's an ongoing current event. It says, are you looking for a new experience, a way to share your love of music? Cows Radio is excited to announce our new Host with the Herd program. A $100 donation makes you eligible to join an experienced radio host live on air as a guest host. You'll have an hour to share music, and if you'd like, let our listeners know why the selections you made are meaningful to you. After the show, you'll receive a Cows t-shirt, a recording of your show, a photo of you in the studio, and a certificate for you to brag for your brag wall. Experience the excitement of broadcasting live over the airwaves. Email us today at cows@sonic.net to get started. Which, that's kind of a fun thing. In 2 weeks, I'm back on the radio on June 18th, and I'm going to have a guest. It's a young lady who has a passion for fitness, and she wants to start her own business around fitness, and I want to give her a forum to talk about it. So I met with her, and then I saw her the other day, and I was like, oh, you know, send me some of your music, you know, that you vibe to or that you teach classes to or whatever. And I'd never heard of any of the songs, and I previewed the songs, and they're in my playlist because she's going to be on the show. They won't be in there for long, let me just say. But bravo. I'm old. She's young. Maybe that's the sound of the times. I don't know. We have a Cows program promotion announcement. It's called The Cow's Mouth. Tune into The Cow's Mouth on odd Saturdays from 11 to 1, hosted by Tom McIntyre. Tom pulls CDs from the giant wall of sound here at the spacious new studio in downtown Santa Rosa. But you'll also hear the occasional interview with refugees from the real world who refer to themselves as artists. Excuse me. Listen as Tom probes their psyches and reaches deep to discover their hidden agendas. It'll be fun. It's The Cow's Mouth on odd Saturdays at 11 a.m. See you on the radio. I've not heard of this show, but I like it. And there is a wall of sound here in the studio. I mean, I'm not good at estimating, but I'm going to say thousands of CDs and albums on the wall of sound. There's a paper here, and I'm assuming I'm supposed to read this one too. It is the In Occidental Sunset Concert Series on select Sundays, June through October, from 6 to 8 p.m. There'll be local wine, craft beer, local grill cuisine. It's limited seating. It goes starting June 7th is the first concert, and the last concert is October 11th. The first concert is the Illegals, a premier tribute to the music of the Eagles. There's some good bands playing. They're sponsored by Bananas at Large, Moonlight Brewing Company, Boleto Vineyards, and The Crush 95.9. So for tickets and more info, call 707-874-1047 or go online at in@occidental.com/2026 Sunset Concert Series. So there's a lot of stuff going on here in Sonoma County if you like music or get-togethers. Something about the first thing I read triggered me to think of something, and now I forgot it, so I have to grab it and see what it was. No, I don't remember. Maybe it was the Farm to Pantry one, but I don't remember what would have triggered me. I don't know. That's how my brain is. It's a little sieve-y. I have a song. It's by Bob Marley. Everyone knows it. It's called Three Little Birds. It's a great song. I'm going to play it while I try to figure out what was in my brain that suddenly jumped out. So where are we? Three Little Birds. Where are you at? I see it. Okay, here we go.
Cows thanks Fawn Necton of Open Door Insurance Services, a family-owned and operated insurance agency providing solutions based on product knowledge and expertise in personal, business, specialty, and nonprofit insurance. You can reach them at 707-874-2666 or from their website at opendoorins.com.
Programming on Cows is made possible through underwriters like Occidental dentist Andre Shevchuk. Dr. Shevchuk offers a full range of dental care. His offices are located in Occidental at 4066 Bohemian Highway. You can reach his office by calling 707-874-2447.
Cows thanks the Occidental Community Council. The council strives to meet the unmet needs of the Occidental area, and the public is invited to its meetings every third Saturday of the month, 10:30 a.m. at the Occidental Community Center in downtown Occidental. You can find out more at occidental-ca.org.
Cows Radio thanks Community Market of Sebastopol for their ongoing support. Community Market is a worker-run natural food store providing our community with organic food products since 1975. Located at the Barlow, 6762 Sebastopol Avenue in Sebastopol, you can reach them by phone at 707-407-4020.
Okay, my radio business is completed. I wanted to go back to something I said at the beginning about your mind is not just along for the ride, it's driving the car. The way we think affects how we sleep, how we eat, how we move, how we heal, how we age, and how we show up. And this past, I'm going to say month, has been particularly challenging for myself, for my husband, for our friends, and for their families, as my friend went through a kidney transplant, successful kidney transplant. His donor actually just went back home to Utah after spending a month here recuperating. and then my friend suffered back-to-back catastrophic losses. He lost his father while he was recovering from a kidney transplant, so he couldn't go see him or be at his bedside as he passed. And he just lost his stepmother, who was suffering from some terrible illness that affected her brain. And again, he wasn't able to be with her. Now, he was able to speak messages to his dying loved ones, but your mind has to be right for you to deal with these losses and contextualize the sadness while you're putting all your energy into your own physical healing. Now, for my friend in particular, I'll use his example, you know, practically a decade of sobriety has allowed him to be in a place where his mind is right. He is mentally fit. His mind has come to a place where he can not handle it better, but he has the ability to handle these things, these losses, this sadness, these monumental changes in a way that someone who hasn't put as much effort into their mental fitness might. And it has been an honor for me to watch him navigate these times with a peace and a calm and a balance, because he has a higher power and he has the understanding that you're just not in charge. And once you understand that and you live that, and that's something that you're practicing, it's not that these losses aren't terrific and it's not that the sadness isn't tremendous, but you're able to still move through life. Because you've done the work And it really is work. I've said many times on the show that getting old is a full-time job. Trying to maintain our health as we age is such hard work. And trying to do the most without doing too much, without being off the deep end. So I think for my friend, you know, he's able to use meditation, walking, his prayer, probably some breath work, definitely sitting quietly with no phone, looking at his garden and his riches in life that he has. His health now has been given a new lease on life through an altruistic donation. I think it allows him to navigate these other worries and overwhelming times. And like I said, it's been an honor for me to watch him do that with such grace. And it feels very authentic. Not like he's brushing it off and heading for a crash. I think that happens too in a wellness journey. People can talk themselves into believing their own BS, into thinking that they're doing the most when they're really doing the least. And they can get bogged down in the minutiae of what it takes to every day make the commitment to do your very best with regards to your wellness, with regards to your mental fitness. And there's a lot of excuses to be made, and it's easy to make excuses. But the work is the work. And the results speak for themselves. We're putting in a home gym at my house, even though we have a gym membership. We're members of a gym, and my husband is a gym rat. I don't know when he's going to work out in our home gym, but it's going to be spectacular. I mean, maybe he will, but part of his going to the gym is a social part. He's very social, and he has his gym people. And I think working out in his own gym at home, he would lose that part, that piece that's important to him. Now, for me, I've gone over my schedule many times, but I'm happy to share it again. Monday and Friday, I do Pilates. Tuesday and Thursday, I go to the gym. Wednesday, I walk with my friends. Sometimes I walk on Sunday, although it's been a month of Sundays, and then some since I've done that. But, you know, I try to do one thing every day for my wellness. But I do see a time or a way or a path where I would, you know, if I was bored and I didn't want to go down a TikTok rabbit hole for 55 hours, that I would just go walk on the treadmill and listen to some music. I could see that happening. You know, I'm not so much on the bike, and I don't love the Stairmaster. And I certainly wouldn't lift weights on my own without a spotter or a trainer or a companion, because I really don't know what to do. That's one of the benefits of having a personal trainer and doing one-on-one Pilates. I don't have to think about it. Someone else does it for me. And that's necessary for me in my level of wellness / fitness. But anyways, it's going to be a great gym, and we're going to get a cold plunge, infrared sauna. We already have a steam room. So it's going to be the whole spa experience at my house. Whatever that means to anyone. Some songs I want to play that maybe don't have anything to do with this show, but my daughter and I are going to go see a concert. It's the singer, or the person, is Somber, S-O-M-B-R. They just played at Bottle Rock here. So I'm going to play one of Somber's songs, and we'll see if I have time for something else after that. This is Back to Friends by Somber. Okay, that's Somber. He has some other songs too. Do you guys remember that song from the 70s? Harry Chapin. I think I talked about it on my show before. Anyways, Cat's in the Cradle, and it's like, you know, blah, blah, blah. My kid, you know, I wish I could be, would have shown up more, but I didn't. And now he wants to be with me and I'm dying or something, whatever the concept of the thing is. Anyways, there's this other song that's on country music station. It's called Till You Can't by Cody Johnson. It's kind of that same vibe. And I like it. I don't know why, but I do. So I'm going to play it and you're going to have to listen to it. Or you can turn it off. I don't know. Up to you.
You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fish in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can. You can keep putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a diamond on her hand till you can't.
chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. Cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can, till you can. There's a box of greasy parts sitting in the trunk of that 65. Still waiting on you and your granddad to bring it back to life. You can always get around fixing up that Pontiac till you can't. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. Cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold on as long and as strong and as close as you can, till you can't. So take that phone call from your mama and just talk away, cause you'll never know how bad you wanna till you can't someday. Don't wait on tomorrow, cause tomorrow may not show. Say your sorries, your I love yous, cause man, you never know. If you got a chance, take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can, till you can. Yeah, if you got a chance, take it. Cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can, until you can. Till you can.
Till you can't. That's when it's over, when you can't. So yeah, this is Level Up with Danny. I'm your hostess, Danny Stockham. Thanks for listening. Mind fitness. We got to stay mindful. but not a full mind, not mindfulness, mind fitness. My daughter comes to town tomorrow. She's turning 25 on Saturday. I've been going over this in my head a million different ways. I don't know how she can be 25. Because I feel like she was just born. But I'm about to be 64, so the math works out. So she'll be here for a week. We have country summer next week, which will be fun. 3 days of country summer. We've got a wedding. We've got graduation party. We're busy. We're on the move. We're coming. We're going. But through all of it, I'm going to focus on my wellness. I'm going to stay present. I'm going to get sleep if I need it. I'm going to keep my mind right because my strength comes from my brain. The path to thinking better is actually thinking less. And I'm going to do that 5-minute technique to start my day. Deep breathing for a minute, gratitude for a minute, positive self-talk for a minute. Visualization of my best self for a minute, and then silence for 1 minute. And I think if I do it with the intention that it's making my mind more fit,